Hello, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. My name is Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of April, which is the 15th of Iyar on the Hebrew calendar, and the 30th day of the counting of the Omer. On this day in history, we can read in the Daily Bread Journal that the people of Israel arrive in the wilderness of Sin. Exodus 16, verse 1. Then they set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the sons of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. This week's parasha is called Emor, which means speak, and today's aliyah from the Torah is Leviticus 22, 17 through 33. Before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples, through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and to all Bnei Israel, and say to them, Whoever is from the house of Israel, or one of the outsiders in Israel who brings his offering, whether it be any of their vows or any of their freewill offerings, that they present to the Lord for a burnt offering, for you to be accepted, you are to offer a male without blemish, from the bulls, the sheep, or the goats. But whatever has a blemish, you are not to present, for it will not be acceptable on your behalf. Whoever brings a sacrifice of fellowship offerings to the Lord to fulfill a vow or for a freewill offering, either from the herd or the flock, it must be unblemished to be accepted. There must be no defect on it. The blind, injured, maimed, having an abnormal growth, or festering, or a running sore, are not to be offered to the Lord, or given as an offering by fire on the altar to the Lord. For a freewill offering, you may present a bull or a lamb that has any deformity or lacking in its parts, but for a vow, it will not be accepted. Whatever has its testicles bruised, crushed, broken, or cut, you are not to offer to the Lord, nor are you to do so in your own land. Moreover, you are not to offer the food of your God from the hand of an outsider, from any of these animals, for their corruption is within them. They have a defect. They will not be accepted on your behalf." The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "When a bull, a sheep, or a goat is born, then it is to remain 7 days with its mother, and from the 8th day onward it will be accepted as the gift of an offering made by fire to the Lord. If it is a cow or ewe, you are not to slaughter it along with its young, both in 1 day. When you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, you are to present it so that you may be accepted. It is to be eaten on the same day. You are to leave none of it until the morning. I am the Lord. So you are to keep my mitzvot and do them. I am the Lord. You must not profane my holy name, for I will be made holy among Bnei Israel. I am the Lord, who makes you holy, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord." That was Leviticus 22, verse 17 through 33. Our next portion, which is from the prophets, is Isaiah chapter 66. "Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is the house you would build for me? Where is the place of my rest? For my hand has made all these things, so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But on this one will I look, one humble and of a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word. One who kills an ox is like one who kills a man. One who sacrifices a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. One who offers a grain offering is like one who offers swine's blood. One who burns incense is like one who blesses an idol. They have chosen their own ways, so their soul delights in their abominations. So I will choose their punishments and bring on them what they dread, For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not listen. But they did what was evil in my eyes, and chose what I did not delight in. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hated you, excluding you for my name's sake, have said, Let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy. But they will be put to shame. A sound of uproar from the city, a sound from the temple, the sound of the Lord, who fully repays his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Can a land be born in one day? Can a nation be brought forth at once? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Will I bring the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Will I who cause delivery shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourned over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied from her comforting breast. You will drink deeply and delight from her glorious abundance. For thus says the Lord, Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream. You will be nursed, carried on the hip, and bounced on her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. So you will be comforted in Jerusalem. You will see, your heart will rejoice, and your bones will flourish like grass. So the hand of the Lord will be known to his servants, and his indignation to his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come in fire, and his chariots like the whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and his sword, the Lord will execute judgment on all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Those who consecrate and purify themselves to enter the groves, following after one in the midst, who eat swine's flesh, vermin and mice, will come to an end altogether. It is a declaration of the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It will come about that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. Then I will set up a sign among them, and I will send survivors from them to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who pull the bow, to Tuval and Yavan, to distant islands that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. Then they will declare my glory among the nations. Then they will bring all your kinsmen from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, and on litters, mules, and camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as Bnei Israel bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, I will also take some of them as priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For just as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, will endure before me, it is a declaration of the Lord, so your descendants and your name will endure. And it will come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh will come to bow down before me, says the Lord. As they leave, they will look on the corpses of the people who rebelled against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be a horror to all flesh. That was Isaiah chapter 66. Our next portion is Job chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite responded and said, In truth, my troubled thoughts urge me to answer because of my feelings within me. I hear a rebuke that dishonors me, and my understanding inspires me to reply. Do you not know that it has been from old, since mankind was put on earth, that the triumph of the wicked is short, and the joy of the godless is but for a moment? Though his pride reaches to the heavens, and his head touches the clouds, he perishes forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, Where is he? Like a dream he flies away, and they cannot find him. Like a vision of the night he is chased away. The eye that saw him will not see him again, His place will look on him no more. His children must recompense the poor. His own hands must give back his wealth. His bones were full of his youthful vigor, but it will lie down with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, though he hides it under his tongue, though he cannot bear to let it go and holds it in his mouth, his food turns sour in his stomach. It becomes the venom of serpents within him. He swallows riches and vomits them up. God empties it out of his stomach. He sucks the poison of serpents. Fangs of a viper kill him. He will not look at streams, rivers flowing with honey and butter. He gives back what he toiled for without swallowing it. He will not enjoy the riches of his trade. For he has oppressed and abandoned the poor. He has seized a house he did not build. For he knows no satisfaction from his greed. He cannot save himself by his desires. Nothing remains for him to devour. Therefore his prosperity will not last. In the fullness of his plenty, he will be distressed. The full force of misery will come upon him. While he is filling his belly, he will send the anger of his wrath against him, and rain it down on him, on his flesh. Though he flees from an iron weapon, a bronze bow pierces him through. He pulls and it comes out of his back, the gleaming point out of his liver. Terror comes upon him. Total darkness waits for his treasures. A fire not fanned will devour him. It will consume what is left in his tent. The heavens will expose his iniquity. The earth will rise up against him. A flood will carry off his house, rushing waters on the day of his wrath. Such is the wicked man's lot from God, the heritage appointed to him by God. That was Job chapter 20. We've now arrived at our last scripture for today, which is Romans chapter 1. Paul, a slave of Messiah Yeshua, called to be an emissary and set apart for the good news of God, which he announced beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Concerning his son, he came into being from the seed of David, according to the flesh. He was appointed Ben Elohim in power, according to the Ruach of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. He is Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. Through him we have received grace and the office of emissary to bring about obedience of faith among all the nations on behalf of his name. And you also are called to Yeshua the Messiah. To all those in Rome, loved by God, called to be Kedoshim, grace to you and shalom from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. First, I thank my God through Messiah Yeshua for all of you, because your faithfulness is made known throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the good news of his Son. How unceasingly I make mention of you, always pleading in my prayers, if somehow, by God's will, now at last I will be granted a good journey to come to you. For I long to see you, so I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. That is to say, we would be encouraged together by one another's faithfulness, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that many times I planned to come to you, though I was prevented until now, so I might have some fruit among you also, just as I have among the rest of the nations. I have an obligation to both Greeks and barbarians, to both the wise and the foolish. So I am eager to proclaim the good news also to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the good news, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who trusts, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. In it the righteousness of God is revealed from trust to trust. As it's written, the righteous shall live by emunah. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. In unrighteousness they suppress the truth, because what can be known about God is plain to them, for God has shown it to them. His invisible attributes, his eternal power, and his divine nature have been clearly seen ever since the creation of the world, being understood through the things that have been made. So people are without excuse, for even though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give him thanks. Instead, their thinking became futile, and their senseless hearts were made dark. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image in the form of mortal man, and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them over in the evil desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies with one another. They traded the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to shameful passions. Even their women exchanged natural relations for what is against nature. Likewise, the men abandoned natural relations with women and were burning with passion toward one another, men committing shameful acts with other men, and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And just as they did not see fit to recognize God, God gave them over to a depraved mind, to do what is not fitting. They became filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. They are foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve death, they not only do them, but also approve of others who practice the same. That was Romans chapter 1, which concludes the reading of Daily Bread for today. If, however, you're reading the double track of Apostles, you would also read Matthew chapter 20. Thank you for listening. I hope and pray that you will be strengthened throughout your day today and that you will hide God's word in your heart. This has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name is Sophia, and I will be back again tomorrow. Shalom. Until then.